The frog race, which was developed by Dr. Ford years ago, actually, I think his wife probably had more to do with it than he did. So we're kind of in the middle of, we're not continuous because of COVID, but we're getting close to 30 years of doing this now. I know over 25 for sure. And it's one of those things that it's become a tradition here in Aledo on the 4th of July. We have anywhere from, oh my goodness, maybe close to 500 people in the park, and I know we've had 160 plus racing frogs, so it's quite a fun event for the family.
And you have age divisions, right, or different categories for people to enter?
We do. We have categories. We break it down so there's like two age groups in each category, all the way up till we get into the mid-teens and above, and then we break it down a couple of times after that, all the way up to where we have a senior division that's 50 and over, and they get the grand prize of the frog clock that is made every year by Vern Fuller.
And I was thinking about, too, so Dr. Ford, I think he was one of the founding members of the Exchange Club with Colonel Lawson, right?
Colonel Lawson and Dr. Ford were the two of the founders, yes.
And why do you think it's just become such a successful thing, I guess?
Because it's a fun thing, and it doesn't cost you anything. We encourage, by all means, for the parents and kids to go out and catch your own frog, and gives you something to do the night before or whatever, and the other thing is, if you can't find a frog or don't have time to go catch one, we've got a group that over the years, thanks to Jim Anderson, his family has carried on our tradition where they go out and catch a bunch of them, and we will rent you a frog for a donation.
And then I always think about my conversations I've had over the years with the great late Dave Lawson when he'd always come in here and he'd tell me about the frog race. He'd always say, "Jim," and I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's a race, not a jumping contest."
That's right. And one of the funniest parts that I remember Dave telling us, and Dr. Ford also, the first year they did it, they drew two lines out on the parking lot, and they found out real quick, frogs don't jump in a straight line. And so now we have a circle, and we start in the middle, and the first frog to cross the outside, actually we pay down to three places for each category. So it's not a bunch of money, but it's fun.